The following is the realization of Her Grace Urmila Devi Dasi.
I first met Nandrani when she started coming to Juhu Temple with her parents. I do not remember the exact year, but I knew her since I had been in ISKCON. She was very enthusiastic in performing devotional service. Whenever we sat down to make garlands or do any other service during the Srimad Bhagavatam class, she was always eager to help us. I pray to my spiritual master and Lord Krishna to please give me the same enthusiasm for performing devotional service. Srila Prabhupada said that when a Vaishnava departs, we feel simultaneously sad and happy. We feel happy because we know that the Vaishnava has gone to Krishna, but we feel sad because we will miss their association. I'm very sure that she has gone back to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radharasa Bihariji. As we can see from her life that she was here to finish the rest of her time in this material world. Even though she was born in this material world, she was not touched by the contamination of this material world. It was not a coincidence that she was born in a devotee's family. She was attracted to Krishna when other children of her age liked to play and do other things which were not related to Krishna consciousness. Her life was wonderful and her death was even more wonderful. As we all know that not a blade of grass moves without Krishna's permission. Krishna made an arrangement so that she comes back to him when her time in this material world was to be over, so that she could continue her service to his lordship. She was very affectionate to me and my husband, Krishna Kirti Das. She would always inquire about my husband whenever I would visit Bombay. Just like our own daughter, I always thought of her as my own. I will miss her association. As it is said in the scriptures, a moment's association with pure devotees can liberate you from this material world. Ananda Mohan Prabhu and Vrindavaneshwari Mataji have been fortunate that they had a daughter who was a great devotee and they received her association. I am hoping to be liberated and serve Krishna, my spiritual master, His Holiness Gopakrishna Goswami, and devotees birth after birth through the association of pure devotees like Nandrani.